This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Running around the desert together in Las Vegas.
Carrie's in Vegas. Carrie's in Vegas.
Roy Jones Jr., thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out with me.
No problem at all.
This crowd, the only people I have seen go crazier for the buffet is you. You walk in, everybody's like, oh my God, Roy Jones Jr. And then they were like, but look at all the sandwiches over there. But Roy Jones Jr. Have you ever seen radio people go as crazy for food as they have in the last 20 minutes?
Yes, I have.
It's insane.
It is, but hey, it's what it is.
Do radio people eat more or do boxers eat more when they're training for a fight?
Radio people eat more because boxers have to worry about their opponent and their weight. So they're a little nervous. It's hard to eat with a nervous stomach. You know, sometimes when people are nervous or depressed, they go to where they get to where they can't eat. You understand me? So some fighters are so nervous or worried about how they're going to look on fight night that they won't eat.
And was that you?
No. I ate, but I was worried about my weight. So I couldn't eat too much, and I had to only eat the right things. And the right thing, you don't want a lot of the right thing because it doesn't taste well. So I didn't eat much.
But radio people don't have to worry about that. They eat everything.
And their job is sitting down. Our job is to not get set down.
Right. You've held every title. You're a legend in the sport. Mm-hmm. I asked Dillian, I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm training for the Boston Marathon this year. It's 3 months away. Mm-hmm. So give me some tips, some training tips on what you think I should be doing to get ready to run the marathon.
Were you doing your walking and your running?
Like, I'm running it, yeah.
But when you're on a treadmill doing stuff,
yeah.
Even if you walk, always think about when you're walking, keep your posture and your composure the exact same. And try to do mile one just like you do all the rest of the miles. So every time you get tired, think about how I felt in mile one. Because for the whole race, for the whole run, I want to be looking just like I look in mile one. If I look like I'm in mile 10, I'm look sagged over, tired like I'm giving up. I'm not going to look like the same proud, up and challenging runner that I want to be in mile one. So always when you feel yourself getting tired, nope, back to mile one. Now you got something.
So marathon running, I would assume, they say it's mental, which
is.
I think it's crap sometimes because my body feels like it's going to die.
Yep.
Tell me what it's like to be, you know, 10 rounds in.
Just like you just said.
11 rounds in.
Just like you just said. That's why I'm telling you this. It's just like you just said. You feel like you're going to die. I don't care how good a condition you're in, you feel like you're going to die. But if you take yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to keep on working, and I'll keep on making my body look just like I'm in round one, it won't have no effect on you. So it's a mental thing because if you can make your body look like it's looking in round one, you got something. But if you can't beat that and make your body, force your body to look like it looked in mile one, then you're going to lose yourself.
Can you tell me a fight in your career where you were in it and felt like you were dying and that you ended up winning and you were like, I can't believe I just won that fight?
In the first Tarver fight, I came from heavyweight back to light heavyweight. I lost 25 pounds of muscle. I was completely done. After round eight, I thought I couldn't go anymore. I sat down my stool. I said, there's no way I can finish this fight in my own head. As I sat there, it was like God was saying, you want to win? And I was like, yes. Then get your mouthpiece, get up, and let's go win. I told my coach, give me my mouthpiece. I don't know what he was saying to me. In the middle of him talking, I said, give me my mouthpiece. He gave me my mouthpiece. I got up when I didn't want to fight.
There you go. I'll be thinking about that in 3 months when I feel like I'm going to die on Marathon Monday.
And I really felt like it because, and it wasn't so much just the fatigue. It was the weight loss with the fatigue.
Yeah.
I lost 25 pounds of muscle, and I was fatigued.
I would like to lose 25 pounds of ass. How important is the selection of the music going into the fight for you?
For me, it's very important. Just like how my guy who's fighting on the court now, Nordin Obali, fighting Rashid Warren, he wanted me around because he likes the positive influence that I bring. And he wants to picture what I used to be in the ring, and that's what he wants to see himself being, something like that. And he knows he's fighting a great Olympian who also thinks like that. But the music part of it is also big because music can put you at a mental place where you don't care. Because you're so into the music, it makes you feel so good spiritually and emotionally that you don't care. So that's why I always listen to Scarface, because Scarface says things that I would say. He speaks my heart. He speaks my mind. So it's like when he says stuff, I feel like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go do this. So now, every fight you have, you could not come out the same. You have to know that going in. But when you listen to the right music, you don't care about that no more. You just want to go do you. And that's what's most important.
I've been asking, because I'm not a big gambler, but I've been asking everybody, when it comes to this fight, if I'm going to go over and put some money down, can you give me your prediction on the Pacquiao-Broner fight and where I should be putting money?
I'm not a gambler either, and I can't really give predictions because I really don't know. But I'm going to tell you this. People think Broner can't punch. Broner knocked down Sean Porter in round 12 of their fight, and not many people knocked Sean Porter down. So don't be fooled with the notion that Broner can't punch. People also going to tell you that Broner's not focused. Don't get caught up in that notion either, because Broner just hasn't faced an opponent that he really felt was a threat to him in quite some time. This is the first time in a while he's facing a guy that even he knows is a threat if he's not himself. So when you go bet, just be careful and keep those things in mind, because I'm not saying Broner going to win the fight, but I think Broner's going to be more ready to fight than he's been in a long time. I don't think we've seen the version of Broner that we're going to see this fight.
A lot of people were talking about Pacquiao's age, and I bring it up because in Boston, Tom Brady, 41, still the GOAT.
I've just been telling people that age is nothing but a number now, because people have changed the way they do things. You got Tom Brady at 41 and Drew Brees at 40. He turned 40 yesterday, day before yesterday. I turned 50 yesterday. He turned 40 the day before Tuesday. So there's two 40-year-old quarterbacks in the AFC and NFC championship game. Age ain't number the number. Don't pay attention to the age either. So if you're going to want to bet on Pacquiao, don't do it. Don't not do it because of his age, because age don't mean nothing. If Broner going to beat him, Broner going to beat the same Pacquiao he would have beat 10 years ago. If he beat Broner, he's going to beat the same Broner. He's going to beat the same Pacquiao he was 10 years ago when he beat Broner. So age has nothing to do with the outcome of this fight.
Roy Jones Jr., before I let you go, how do you like my Pats this weekend?
I like it. I like them.
You
do? I think they got a great chance, yes.
And what about the big game? Would you like to see New Orleans, New England?
Oh, my gosh. That would be the greatest game. 240-year-old quarterbacks, that would be history-making. I would love it.
Thank you so much.
But let me just say one more thing.
Yeah.
Don't go against, if you bet money, don't go against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah?
He's a different kind of animal.
Okay. Roy Jones Jr., there he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.